let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Reflection of a Great, Mighty, Magnificent God from Ann Spearman is a collection of personal stories highlighting the important role God has played in her life, written to express her gratitude to God for the many times he saved her and her family from dangers both seen and unforeseen. Ann is a wife, mother, educator, graduate of Montclair State University with a Bachelor of Science degree. She resides in New Jersey with her husband. A book of recognition and gratitude, Reflection of a Great, Mighty, Magnificent God. Ann Spearman, the author, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Ann. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure and so much to talk about. I'm looking forward to our conversation today. And let's start off by Ann Spearman, writer. Did you always aspire to be a writer? Was this something you always wanted to do?
No, actually, I never thought of being a writer at all. In 2017, God gave me a vision of writing a book. And from that vision, I was inspired to write Reflection of a Great, Mighty, Magnificent God.
Well, and talk about that inspiration and that motivation. Here's someone who really never thought about writing a book, and all of a sudden, you have this inspiration, and it had to be very strong. Talk about that inspiration that got you thinking, I really do need to write this book.
Well, I had gone through several challenging times in my life, and when I got the vision, I perceived that God wanted me to share that vision with others so that they could be helped and also come to know him as a great, mighty God, and that he would always be there to help them as he was there to help me.
I love the title of the book, Reflection of a Great, Mighty, and Magnificent God. Talk about the title, where it came from, and the special meaning that it has.
Well, the title came to me through that vision that I had. And as I said, God has played such a strong part in my life that I wanted to express to others just how great he is and how magnificent he had been and still is in my life.
And during the course of the interview today, we will talk about some of those experiences you had and how you're able to motivate and inspire others with your powerful message in the book, Reflection of a Great, Mighty, and Magnificent God. The guest on the program today is Ann Spearman, author of the book. Let's talk about the writing once again. I'm fascinated by this because you are a very talented writer. Are you interested in doing
Thank
more
you.
Writing?
Yes, I would love to write more stories, Christian stories, because that's how I'm inspired, by writing about God and telling of, you know, how he can bless and help others, especially in those trying and challenging times that we sometimes all go through.
Well, we do. And I guess what really sets us apart is how we go through and survive those very difficult times. And I mentioned in the beginning, you give all of the glory to God for getting you through those difficult circumstances. Without going into great detail, what were some of those, and how did you feel that you were led through that, and the perseverance you showed, and the inspiration that could be for others?
Well, there were times that, you know, I was challenged through different situations. Like I'm reminded of a time that I was taking my daughter over to Virginia Beach in Virginia. And I didn't know exactly why, you know, she was driving us, but I went with her to help her and be a company for her. And during that time, I looked over and I saw that she was crying, and I couldn't understand why in the world would she be crying. But I eventually found out that it was because she had lost a girlfriend traveling over that same bridge. And she had not shared that with me, that a girlfriend was in a horrible accident and had actually been killed going across that river. And so we found out much later that that was the reason for the tears. But after we were there a few days, everybody was like kind of not too comfortable with driving across that river. And so we learned much later on that just before we got there that Friday, there was a horrific accident. A driver had actually been pushed into the water off that bridge. And at that time in my life, I feared driving large cars. I just had this big fear about driving. I would drive small cars, but not large cars. And so everybody the night before we were scheduled to leave, I had called my husband to try and find out a way that we could get home without having to go across this bridge again, because nobody wanted to go across it. So my husband had said to me, take Route 64 back home and then you won't have to take the bridge. I said, okay, fine. So I shared with everyone that night that we were going to take Route 64 back home. Well, that next morning, as we were preparing to leave to go back to New Jersey, God said to me that he wanted me to drive back across the bridge, that Route 13. And I was like, oh, my God. But I wanted to be obedient. And so he said to me, don't share this information with anyone else here because they will try to talk you out of it. So I didn't tell anybody else that we had new plans, not to take 64, but to go back by 13. So that morning we prepared to leave, and certainly, you know, everybody was happy and joyful that we were heading back home. But when we got out of the hotel and got into the car, they noticed that I wasn't heading for 64, but I was heading for Route 13. And at that time, everyone in the car attacked me verbally. Why are we going this way? Why are you doing this? We said we weren't going to take the bridge back, so why are you going this way? I said, please, just trust God and trust me to be able to get us across this bridge. And so we did. We got across. And that afternoon when we got home is when we actually learned what had happened the day before we actually tried to cross over into Virginia Beach. But that was one of the things that God had brought me through, because after that experience, I went out the next month and I bought a very large car, and I no longer feared driving with large cars. That fear was then gone. So that was one of the experiences that I had that took me out of that fear and took me into having more confidence and faith in God.
That's an amazing story that literally turned your life around. I mean, in several aspects, one being the car. Now you can get in a big car and you can drive it and not worry about it. Our guest on the program is Ann Spearman. She's the author of the book, Reflection of a Great, Mighty, and Magnificent God. The book's available, of course, the usual places. You'll find it at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to the information page at Amazon with all the information on Ann's book, and you can order it there as well. Let's talk about, in writing the book, why do you think and how do you think your book will inspire and be a help to other people?
Well, I think through teaching other people how important it is to guard your words. Don't let just anything fly out of your mouth. Death and life are in the power of our tongue. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life, they're in our tongue. Whatever we say matters. We can speak life to our life, which is speaking positive words, positive things, or we can speak death to our lives. And a lot of people don't actually realize how important words are. I mean, I've heard people say, in a joking manner, oh, that just killed me. But in reality, did it? But you're using words that will actually
yes.
bring destruction to your life. And it's on the flip side of it, what's so hard about just turning that around and saying something positive that will bless your life rather than saying something negative that will curse your life? So I think through reading my book, the reader will become aware and inspired, and their vision will be open to the fact that there's another way to use your words. Don't use them to hurt you, but use them rather to bless you.
One of the powerful messages you'll find in Anne's book, Reflection of a Great, Mighty, and Magnificent God. This, by the way, is a republished book now available for sale at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. Also available for sale is an ebook, paperback, and hardcover. Again, the name of the book, Reflection of a Great, Mighty, and Magnificent God, Anne Spearman, the author, and our guest on the program. This message is going to go worldwide. This has to be like an exciting time for you, doesn't it? That your book is out there.
Oh,
and literally,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, shaping lives on a worldwide basis. This really has to be a fun time to have that message out there and to know, even though you don't personally know these people, how many lives all across the globe you're shaping with your message.
That is, it's wonderful just to think that my book will inspire and bless so many lives. It's just phenomenal just to think of how many it can and will bless, those that choose to guard what they're saying from now on and be very careful what comes out of their mouth. They will come to realize it will make a big difference in their lives.
And it's interesting because once you speak something, it's spoken. Those words are out there, and we don't have a giant eraser. We can go back, especially when we're verbally communicating something and the power of words. And I want to touch on this one more time. You mentioned it before. Death and life are in your tongue. Reemphasize that again, because that is so crucial to the message you have in your book, Reflection of a Great, Mighty, and Magnificent God.
Sure. This means that you are framing your life with your words. In other words, we can use our words in a negative or in a positive manner. When we use negative words, we are speaking death to our life. Negative words destroy or they defeat. When, on the other side now, when we use positive words, they are life to our life. Positive words, they build us up, they encourage us, they strengthen us, they bless us. How you choose to use your words is very important. You make the choice whether you will use words that will bless your life or words that will curse it. The choice is yours. You should only speak those things that you want to happen in your life. Never speak negative words that will bring about destruction in your life. Not even in joking. Use positive words, not negative ones.
You know, it's so important as well in sharing your experiences, and you've done that, good experiences, bad experiences, telling your story so you can help other people. How difficult was it in writing this book? Were there times when you were writing the project when you began to maybe second-guess yourself? Is this really something that I should be doing?
Oh, yes, it was.
I can tell by that laugh, yes. Many times you faced that, like, what am I doing here?
Yes, it was. As a matter of fact, I never desired to write a book, so I knew very little about how to go about making it happen. Through my lack of knowledge in this area, there were many times when I experienced frustration, and I wanted just to give up and quit on it. But our God is so very faithful that through those times when I was experiencing frustration and just wanting to throw in the towel, he would step in and just bring me through that time. And my family was there to encourage me, and I persevered. And I thank God that I didn't quit.
What advice would you have for other new authors who were out there probably going through the same authoring growing pains that you did? What advice would you give them to follow through? Just to, you got a message, share that message. What would you tell them?
I would say to them, don't give up. Don't quit. You can do it, because I did it and I didn't know where to begin or how to begin. So if I can do it, so can you. But the important thing to remember is you must believe in yourself. And you must believe that during those trying times, those difficult times, God will get you through it. No matter how difficult it may seem, persevere, and you will be successful.
And I'm sure as you were going through those periods of self-doubt when you were thinking about maybe I shouldn't be doing this, and then you start thinking of the people, and again, people you don't know that could be impacted in a very positive way in their life by your message, and that has to be inspiration to go back to the computer and keep writing, because there are people out there that could be helped by your words.
Yes, I believe that there are a lot of people out there that need to know the importance of words, the importance of seeking God in those challenging and difficult times, and just knowing whatever it is, just put your trust in Him. He'll get you through it. It may seem like it's an impossible situation, but there's nothing, absolutely nothing impossible when you put your trust and your faith in God.
When you're writing the book, that's one aspect of it, but then you get into the business, the promotion aspect of it. You've been working with Page Turner Press and Media. What has that been like to have someone at your side that can help you guide you through that whole process, which is new to most people?
It's very wonderful to have a support system, someone that can work with you and help to guide you in setting up various things and showing you how to structure this and how to do, you know, an array of different things.
Yes.
It's good to have a great publishing company standing with you.
Where do you suggest people? I went through the list of the books available basically everywhere. Where do you suggest people go to buy their copy of Reflection of a Great, Mighty, and Magnificent God?
I would suggest that they go to pageturner.us. That is my publishing company, and I would suggest that they first go there to purchase their books.
That would be very good. And that information, by the way, is available on our website. If you go to pageturner.us, there's a bookstore. You'll find information there on Ann's book. Ann, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job in writing. Look forward to future writing from you as well. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless.
You as well. Excellent conversation with Ann Spearman. She's the author of Reflection of a Great, Mighty, and Magnificent God. Book available wherever books are sold. We'll send you to pageturner.us. And you can link on directly, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.